It's the In Route, where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the In Crowd? Well, you know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @FaderoutePodcast, or drop us a line on X @FaderoutDNZ, and you could be next. Part 2 of our interview with John Franklin starts right now. If you missed part 1, check out this week's episode of The Fade Route with DNZ.
No, 100%. And it affords you the opportunities to travel. It affords you the opportunities to meet new people. And, you know, and it affords you to kind of broaden your horizons. But so how's that shaped your sports fandom? So, like, have you gotten to go to, you know, like, major events yet? Or have you gone to, like,
sure,
you wouldn't necessarily think you would end up in? Like, what's your bucket list? Like, what would be, like, a thing to be like, yeah, I made it?
Like, okay, so, first of all, awesome question. Second of all, like, I've done the Super Bowl twice now. And when I was a kid, that was a bucket list. And as an adult, I'm like, I was a moron. I just didn't understand. Like, that is so for, like, corporate, like, it's not a football game. It's corporate experience. And, like, I went to the NBA Finals this year, and that was actually so cool. Like, I was in Indiana at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, and, like, they got fucking nothing going on there besides that. And they were ripping. Like, they lost that. That was one of the games they lost, and it was the culture there is crazy. Like, the nicest people you'll ever meet. Like, it's everything in the world to them. But I've gotten to travel and do some awesome stuff. And I've met, like, some heroes. I was at Fanatics Fest this weekend. That was awesome. Like, what else have I done? Like, fuck, dude. I've traveled all over. I got to the Pro Bowl, Vegas. Like, if there's an event, I've probably done it, like, a million times over. And gotten to be on the field at places that I could have never imagined. But bucket list would be, you know, to actually go work with, like, the Yankees, to work with the Giants, like, to work with these teams that have been, like, my team since I was a kid. I did, and I am doing it. I got reached out to by the Mets, and I'm going to go out and make content at City in July and September. And, like, we're doing, like, you guys watch my Guys, Name, and Dudes videos. So I'm going to do, like, Guys, Name, and Dudes with the alumni for the alumni game.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're all going to name each other. Like, they're all going to name each other, and, like, it's going to cut to each other and stuff. And then I'm going to be in it, which is crazy. But, like, that's sort of like a pinch me moment. But, like, I love to go to the Ryder Cup if I ever could and be, like, making content there. Like, bucket list is hard because there's so many things I want to do and I just haven't yet. I've yet to do them, but I do think eventually they'll get there. Like, working with the Yankees, working with the Giants. I've gotten to be on the ice with the Devils, which is awesome. And, like, I don't know. I've never really I don't ever take time to reflect on what I've done, honestly. It's kind of like one of the big reasons why I do therapy. But I never really take that time for myself. And, like, doing it right now, even I was like, fuck, like, if you told me when I was 21, like, in college, like I said, wanting to be Al Michaels, that this is what I wanted to do. And, like, hey, man, when you're 28, like, literally not even 10 years from graduating college, you're going to be doing more than you ever imagined. Like, I'd be freaking out. So
somebody told you you're going to be on the Fade Route with DNZ 10 years ago. You'd be like, hey, no way. Those guys are crazy.
This is press tour stop one, man. This is it. So that's what you, I love doing stuff like this, dude. Like, and, like, I love meeting other people on the grind and trying to make things happen, especially guys like you guys are New York guys, right? So,
yes,
like,
sir.
You're in the area. Like, I love working with other New York people and, like, seeing everybody on the come up. Like, I think there's room for everybody to make it in this space. So, like, I never downplay the things that you're doing now, because in 5-10 years, when this is, like, the reason why you're able to pay your rent, you're gonna look back and be like, fuck, I shouldn't have joked about that, because that's pretty sick that that's how we did this. So
that's right.
100%, man. You never know where this world's going to take you. And it took you to Fanatics Fest. You already mentioned it. So what was the biggest highlight for you? And what would you like to see them do in the future?
Oh, dude. talk about a sports fan's dream, this thing. I mean, I saw so much cool stuff, so many cool people, like stone's throw away from like childhood heroes. Like I was in the front of the Yankee panel, like just like with the core four besides Mo was up there. You know, it's like Jeter, Pettit, Posada. A-Rod was there, and that's fine. and CC. And what I can only describe as a probably inebriated Spike Lee, like talking about like the glory days of Yankee baseball. And that was like, you know, those are my heroes. Like those were the guys when I was a kid, like until I realized I stunk, I wanted to be them, like playing baseball. You know what I mean? Like I wanted to throw, I wanted to pick off move like Andy Pettit. I wanted to play shortstop. Like, you know, things like that was sick. Being there in real time when Kevin Durant got traded, also crazy because he was literally at Fanatics Fest getting traded. Like, that's wild. I mean, so many cool things, like getting to, and oh, and I got like, again, giving myself a little bit of a, like the grace of realizing like I've done pretty good so far, was like I had people like stopping me and taking pictures with me, like, and my buddy got a video of it. Like, I've had that happen a handful of times before, and from like the circle and things like that. But this was the first time I really felt like, talking about a niche earlier, like I really belonged doing what I was doing. Like, I had like one 10-year-old kid come up to me like with his dad, asked to take a picture, and was like, "I want to do what you do when I grow up." And I'm like, "That's crazy, yeah, like that's wild." And, like that was like those things were awesome. Like you can't replicate those experiences, but just having a bunch of like New York freaks in one location that just love sports, and you could talk ball with people of all shapes, sizes, backgrounds, genders, you name it. Like everybody's just there to talk ball, like was really, really fucking cool. And I think like, what could they do better? I mean, not much, dude. I wasn't there the year before, and apparently it improved this year, but I loved it. I would just say, if you're a sports fan and you're down to travel, or if you're just in the immediate area, get a one-day pass and just it's Willy Wonka's factory for sports fans. Like, just go and spend the day, experience the whole thing. Like, you will not regret it. And they don't pay me to say that, by the way. Like, I'm being dead serious. Like, that is like my actual opinion.
I mean, some of the exhibits are just ridiculous. Like, it's amazing,
insane.
Like, even from the entertainment standpoint, like the closet wrestling fan. So it's like you get to like do your own custom entrance with the music. That's
so cool.
It's like so freaking cool. And it's like, you know, it's like you said, it's like living childhood dreams.
But, oh yeah, and you like know. You had like there were times where like you're going past like the card, like the pack ripping part, where like Kevin Owens walked out and did just like a WWE pack rip, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, I was like this far from CJ Stroud just like walking out, and you're like, that's so cool. Like, you get to see these guys in real time, and they're so
normal. RG3 was just walking around. He was just walking around like a regular person, and people were just walking up to him and taking pictures with him.
Dude,
that's not every day you pass a Heisman winner.
No.
Like just walking around and also being you know, really nice and taking pictures with everybody.
No doubt. I was just standing at like the sports bar or the sports book part at the bar, and Cam Jordan was right next to me, and I was like, hey man, like,
whoa,
you're a class act. Like, you're such a great player, dude. Like, it's so cool to meet you in person. He's like, bro, thank you, I appreciate it. Just like tap me up. And actually, like, funny flex was like no more than like 2 minutes later, like somebody came up and took a picture with me and not him, and I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, Cam Jordan had to watch me get recognized, and he's like, I'll take a Casamigos rocks. Like,
it's like, here, can you hold the cap? Can you take the picture for me?
Yeah,
can
yeah, just, literally.
Can you take this picture for me? Thanks, dude.
I appreciate it, man. Oh my god, that's hilarious. But, you know, we'll get you out of here on this one, John. You're a huge Yankee fan, as we know, especially from the videos. So, yeah. If you were Brian Cashman, who would you ship out and who would you bring in come trade deadline?
Oh, wow. First of all, I would never want to be Brian Cashman. I want to upfront say that. That man.
Dude, it sounds like he's got a job for life. You sure about that?
Yeah, well, I would never want to be him because I feel... Now, like, again, I'm a Yankee fan. Like, I'm glad I've gotten to see one World... Like, really, like, see one World Series in my lifetime. But, like, Brian Cashman, like, feels like a guy who drinks milk with ice for a thrill. And, like, I don't want to ever, like, feel that way. He just, like, feels like his life experiences are so naturally mundane that, like, the exciting things are, like he heard his own fart. I don't want to live life that sheltered. But that's all to say, like, fuck, dude. Number one thing, I really am going to probably get chastised by Yankee fans for saying this. But, like, I think, like, Anthony Volpe, if he doesn't figure it out by the deadline, might have to get dealt. And, like, you're lucky enough that you still have some value on him right now to do anything with him. Because when he was coming up, people wanted him in deals for
untouchable things,
and he was untouchable. And because he's, like, this homegrown guy, but, like, he was, like, if we had Jeremy Pena and not Anthony Volpe in that story, like, we would have traded Jeremy Pena last year. Like, you know what I mean? So I think Volpe probably gets dealt. Now, here's my wild card suggestion. And I think in a situation where we're winning the AL East, we're going to win the AL East, and we're going to have, like, home field advantage to the AL in the playoffs, and the Braves stink, I think you trade for Chris Sale.
Ooh.
And I think Chris Sale at 36, I know he's older, but, like, talk about a veteran arm that's won a ring before, that beefs up a starting rotation that we've seen that one or two injuries can derail how great they are. If our starting three pitchers in the playoffs are, like, Garrett Cole, if he's healthy enough, like, and he's feeling good to go, Rodon and Chris Sale, or you put Sale as, like, a long reliever out of the bullpen, hard score runs, I think it'd be really fun. So that'd be my big move, especially if the Braves keep stinking it up. But who knows with them? Yeah.
Well, the Mets are bringing everybody back to the pack, so the Braves are still very much in this thing.
That's true.
You got a Met fan here, and D's a Brave fan, so, like, it's always a very interesting conversation around here.
I mean, that's pure rivalry at its finest.
Not much of a rivalry this. Well, actually, so far the Braves have, what, four up on the Mets this year.
Right, it's not much of a rivalry this year.
It's not much of a rivalry this year.
And also, like,
the Braves will come back down to earth soon.
Yeah, it'll get normal. It'll get normal.
Completely. And then you have to worry about the Phillies. So, National League East is always going to be a pain in the butt. But Sale would be an interesting move for the Yankees. That's definitely interesting. I heard they were kicking the tires on IKF again. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard that too, and don't do that. I'm sure IKF is a very nice guy. I'm sure he's good to hang out with. I don't want another, like, just glove on the Yankees right now. Like, I know that was our downfall in the World Series last year. Well, a lot of reasons, the Dodgers are just a wagon. But, like, fucking IKF, what does he do? I could hit as well as IKF. It's crazy. He does nothing for you. I'm sorry, Isaiah, if you're a fan of the show.
And you're better looking, too, just to say so.
Oh, thanks, man. I've been working on that the jawline, you know. Glad it's finally getting play.
Great with kids.
Comedian, Yankee fan, media mogul, John Franklin. Thank you for joining us on the In Route. And you have some specials coming up. You have a tour coming up. Plug away. What do you got going on, man?
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say thank you guys for having me. Like, it was really cool to get to reach out. You guys are awesome. I appreciate any fellow New York Times, so I'll take that. I'm Jersey, but you know what I mean? Northeast people. We still all stick
together. Tri-State area. We're all friends.
Yeah, we are friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, come check me out if you ever want to take a look at my dates. They're just on my website, johnfrancomedy.com. Otherwise, just keep a look out on my socials. Things are always going on my socials. New videos. I'm trying to put out 3 to 4 a week. Sketches, storytelling, you name it, I'm doing it. That's at you just search John Franklin on social media, you'll find me. I'm not going to do like the different ones for every platform. That's ridiculous. And then,
he is the John Franklin.
That's it. No, I'm not. I wish. I can tell you all about how much that fucks me over. But but yeah, that's it, man. Like, I'm coming out with new stuff and hopefully some more traditional media like TV, things like that coming soon. But it's in the works and no real timeline on that stuff yet. But y'all have been great. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you putting together some really awesome questions. This has been super fun. And I'm just going to say one more time, go Yankees, because the summer's here and there's nothing else going on.
There you go. This is baseball season. And if you want to be the newest member of the In Crowd, hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoute Podcast. Drop us a line on X. And you could be the newest member of the In Crowd. John Franklin, thank you for coming on, brother. And we will talk to you again soon.
Cheers, guys. You're all the best.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.